You don't own your movies, and physical media has its own failure modes. The physical media ownership debate drew 447 points and 306 comments, making it one of the most discussed stories of the weekend. A piece from Dervis.de argued that buying Blu-rays, vinyl, and physical books is not nostalgia but rational risk management. Digital licenses are revocable, services shut down, DRM can become undecodable when authentication servers go dark, and content paid for can be retroactively modified or removed without notice. Commenters documented specific cases: digital storefronts shuttered, licensed films removed from streaming platforms, purchased movies that now require a second purchase on a different service, and offered sharp legal analysis. In most jurisdictions, buying a digital movie means purchasing a license to access content under conditions the distributor controls, not an ownership stake in the content itself. The Robin Williams essay at jayakunzo.com used the Your Move Chief scene from Good Will Hunting as a frame for thinking about authenticity in a world saturated with AI-generated content, earning 255 points and 144 comments. Its argument: the correct response to a flood of adequate, generic, algorithmically optimized content is not to compete on the same terms, but to go further into specificity and genuine human perspective. The HN thread itself became a demonstration of the thesis, full of idiosyncratic, particular observations that generative systems optimizing for broad appeal would sand away. Marfa Public Radio's Sleep podcast, which drew 258 points, appeared to operate on the same principle. Ambient recordings from a specific small arts community in the Chihuahuan desert rather than produced sleep soundscapes, and apparently more effective for it. Jim Parkinson, a lettering artist who died in 2025 and designed logos and letterforms for properties including Hallmark and various neon sign applications, was the subject of a career retrospective on Typographica. The piece arrived late in the day with only 7 points and no comments. The kind of document that records craft knowledge that otherwise disappears with a practitioner. Typography is a domain where the gap between recognizing quality and producing it is enormous, and Parkinson spent decades in that gap. The physical media case, however, deserves a serious counter-argument that the HN discussion largely did not supply. Physical media has its own documented failure modes. Optical disc rot. The degradation of discs manufactured in the 1980s and 1990s is occurring at rates the industry did not initially predict. Magnetic tape formats face an even more urgent timeline. Vinyl is durable, but requires increasingly specialized and expensive playback equipment. A physical disc with no working player, or a disc that has itself degraded, is as functionally worthless as a revoked digital license, with the added complication that physical collections are more vulnerable to total loss from fire, flood, or relocation than a digital library distributed across multiple servers. The actual risk profile of any media format depends on storage conditions, access infrastructure, the specific format, and the specific platform's track record. Physical is categorically safer, maybe a cleaner conclusion than the evidence supports, and institutional archives, including those maintained by the Library of Congress, have been documenting audiovisual degradation at scale for years. If those failure rates enter mainstream technical discourse the way digital license revocation currently does, the confidence behind the physical media position should update accordingly.